We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Well, I don't know about you, but for the last couple of days, I've been thinking, if I have to run an errand, do I really have to do it now? How far is it going to be? I've been thinking with my gas consumption in mind, because I didn't know what the future was going to hold. Good afternoon and welcome. I am Lynn Hayes Freeland, and you are listening to the Voice of Pittsburgh. We begin our three-hour time together here today with an update on gas prices and what's happening with the Colonial Pipeline. Joining us once again on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, Jerry Kim, the Vice President of Golden Oil. Jerry, welcome back.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be on the radio with you again.
Yeah, we're so glad to have you. And honestly, I didn't think there would be as much to report so quickly on this situation, but it seems like it's been changing almost by the hour.
Yeah, that may be an understatement. It may be by the minute. We're seeing market changes today. Luckily, it's like the weather we have outside. The sun's out. Things are looking bright outside and warming up. So hopefully the worst of the times are behind us, and we can get the supply back moving and get supplies built back up again and get people back on the road and not, as you said, not have to worry about and think about where they're going with their gas gauge.
Yeah, absolutely. So the short version of this, and we don't necessarily have to get deep down in the details, but from what I'm reading, Colonial, the rumors are that Colonial paid the ransom, the folks who were holding them ransom, they paid in cryptocurrency, whatever. I don't connect with cryptocurrency, and they have been able to open the lines again. So would that be the right term, open the lines again?
Yes, the lines are open back up again. And the people need to know that this wasn't something that the cyber attack, that they were able to close it down. Colonial Pipeline's officials decided on their own for the safety of the people of that area where the pipeline runs and for the environmental concerns, that they closed the pipeline on their own. They shut the valves to maintain pressure, and they stopped the flow on their own, other than in a few lateral lines, which, continued to flow and were uninterrupted. So that's why some of the country and part of the East Coast weren't quite as affected as the Carolinas and the Virginia areas and those places towards the East Coast, but, a little south of where we were, that some of the lateral lines supplying the East Coast were able to continue to operate where the major line had to be shut down.
And what was part of the thinking, not that I'm asking you to get inside their corporate plan strategy, but because this is kind of new territory, it was almost like a precautionary move?
Yes, yes. Like I said, from what I was reading from the insider trading magazines, that it was done strictly out of caution, risking, not wanting to take a chance of risking any kind of catastrophic failure of the pipeline, getting too much pressure. When we talked earlier in the week, we discussed about the pressure had to be maintained to keep the fuel packed together so there wasn't commingling of product. They were able to shut the valves to keep the pressure up. And as they started to restart, I think a little after 4 o'clock, maybe 4:30 yesterday, They basically built the pressure back up through their IT systems and then, systematically opened the valves up, almost like they do on the HOV lanes. They have a pattern of where they open what gate at what time, and that's basically, to put it in the terms that a lot of us will understand, that's how they do it.
And we did not see here on the East Coast what they were seeing down south in parts of Georgia, parts of North Carolina. I saw a woman on the news last night. I think she said that, I don't know where she was, but I think she said she was paying like $6 or $6.99 a gallon. That, none of that really affected us here.
No, we saw about a dime. Our price for the week actually, was going up on a constant basis. But, our supply was little or no effect on it. But I do have a gentleman that has a business right beside me here in Oakdale that is on vacation in Myrtle Beach. And he was basically told, like a winter storm, to hunker down in place, that the areas, the gas stations of which he was near him in Myrtle Beach were out of gas. The closest station that had any product to speak of was nearly 100 miles away. And when I spoke with him on Wednesday, yesterday, he was making the decision to stay a couple more days because he didn't want to get on the road with his truck and camper and find out that he drove 100 miles to find a station that was, out of product. And then he was going to be stuck camping in the parking lot or alongside the road someplace. So they were really affected. I've received numerous calls today for trucking companies in the Richmond, Virginia area, that they are basically shut down, common freight carriers that aren't unable to run their trucks due to a lack of fuel at their terminals.
So what do we expect? I mean, what does it look like for us now? I mean, we've seen it go up. I mean, I've kind of seen fluctuations probably around 20 cents. I mean, I've seen people have told me about places where it's been as high as 309, 310, and as low as 289. That's kind of the range, or 298, somewhere in there. Should we expect to see gas stay about in that range for us here in Western Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I mean, the market right now is trading. Gas is down about 6.5 cents today per gallon on the commodities market. Fuel's down about 7 to 7.5. But what we're seeing right now is, though, that you're going to have guys that the station operators that, received product yesterday or maybe even this morning, that their cost is going to be elevated. So we may not see a change. We're being told by our suppliers that it could be Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, where they feel that even though we are very little effect here, that we won't receive, be able to go back and return to a sense of normalcy until probably Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. And that's assuming that everything continues to go as is.
As is. Tell you what, if you could, I need you to hang with us just a couple more minutes. I got to check in with traffic. Can you hang with us a couple more minutes?
Sure.
Gasoline, filling up the car. Where are you with that? Many of you have already gone to my Facebook page, Lynn Hayes Freeland, News Radio 1020. Let me know what you paid for gas most recently. I paid $3.09 most recently. And, there were a couple days there where I felt like, every time I see a gas station, I better pull in because I don't know what it's going to look like. I probably took that to the extreme, but here to kind of bring us up to date on everything, Jerry Kim, Vice President, Golden Oil. He's on the Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. And Jerry, the one question that I feel like has been kind of hanging over this, and we've all focused in the last couple of days, well, almost a week now, on what happened to Colonial Pipeline. Does this signal, I'll say signal for lack of a better term, but is this now something that we have to be cognizant of, be aware of, because anything that happened once can happen again?
That was part of the threat that the cyber attackers were using, that they were going to put that on the dark web and sell the ability to have somebody else do it again. I don't know, and I'm not speaking as an insider, but I would imagine mm-hmm. that they had their IT people working around the clock to not only try and correct the situation, but to also build more firewalls into it. Colonial is admitting that they were into their financial aspects of the computer, but did not actually hack into the operational aspects of it. So is that true? I don't know. I mean, I guess we should take their word on it that they're saying that. But I would think that they've put some new safeguards into place and probably have some of the top minds working just because of the, you know, this is the pulse of America. You know, our country runs on gas and diesel fuel, and we are very dependent in it in our energy usage and our entire lives. I mean, just about every product we use in our daily lives is moved by a truck that runs on diesel fuel or gasoline. And mm-hmm. things that are imported are coming over on boats or airplanes that are, you know, running on either diesel fuel or jet fuel. So it's a big part of our life. And one thing I really need to stress, I think, to the people, especially in the Pittsburgh market here and as far-reaching as KDKA is, avoid the panic buying. Our supply in the Pittsburgh market has not been greatly affected, and I don't think that we need to run to the gas station. I know at some of our stations we had people coming and filling garbage cans, 5-gallon buckets. Had a lady actually using a garbage bag and filling it up. It was
wait, Jerry.
Yeah.
How do you even do that?
It didn't happen. We did not let her leave the station with it, but yes, she was trying to put gasoline into a garbage bag to put it in the trunk of her car. So, you know, we've seen it at our stations. I've talked to some of our fellow people in the industry that were experiencing the same thing, and it's, you know, our employees are doing their due diligence as far as watching the people as they're filling to avoid that. But there's no real reason to rush out. You know, if you're in the Carolinas and stuff like that, they're a little more in desperate situation than we are. But in the Pittsburgh market, I would say just, you know, move steady forward. You know, go about your normal routine. The average person only uses 8 gallons of gas 3 times a week. So, you know, our consumption as an individual is only about 24 gallons a week. So if you've got a truck or a car that holds 20 gallons or 25 gallons, and, you know, you should be good for a week. And if they get this operational and, you know, there's going to be some intermittent outages here or there in the flow as they start this back up. It's can be compared to when you shut your water off in your house and all of a sudden you turn a spigot on and you get a little burst of air here or there. That's mm-hmm. that's what the pipeline's going to experience over the next, you know, 2 days or maybe even 3 days. But the product is it is flowing. We seem to have a, you know, fairly well stocked inventory in the Pittsburgh market, you know, most of which is in the Coriopolis and Neville Island area. So you know, the public just needs to, I don't want to say sit back and relax, but, you know, because we need to be, you know, vigilant in everything we do. But, you know, don't get into the panic buying that we've seen, you know, in other areas on the East Coast here where people are, like I said, just anything that can hold a liquid, they're filling up and putting in their trunks of their car because, you know, you're risking a problem a lot, you know, a lot greater than running out of gasoline.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? I saw a couple of pictures on social media with people with, you know, the whole backs of their cars filled up in those red gas containers. And I thought that was crazy. But you're talking about in a garbage bag. That just takes it to a new level as well. Jerry, thanks so much for joining us today. Jerry Kemp, Vice President, Golden Oil. We appreciate you. And we'll just take a deep breath and do what we normally do and wait for things to get back to normal. We appreciate you, sir.
Thank you. Anytime.